At Pluralsight, we don't just teach skills. We are building the tech workforce who deliver results fast, accelerated by top-tier content. Lead with confidence. Lead with expertise. Visit us at Pluralsight.com to tap in and learn more.
Welcome back to the Deep Dive. There's definitely a buzz building, you know, that feeling you get before a big tech launch, something a bit different.
Mm-hmm.
Today, we're doing a deep dive into the upcoming Nothing Phone 3. Now, Nothing as a company, they've always sort of marched to their own beat, haven't they?
Absolutely. Always focus on design, user experience, often doing things that really challenge the status quo.
Exactly. So we're going to try and cut through all the noise. You've got leaks, official confirmations, little bits of info everywhere. We want to piece it all together for you.
Yeah, give you the clearest possible picture of what this device is shaping up to be.
So what are we working with here? Where's this info coming from?
It's a real mix, actually. We've got some official teasers from Nothing themselves, which are always intriguing. And then there are confirmed specs they've put out.
Okay.
And we're cross-referencing all that with leaked renders, some detailed analysis from pretty reputable tech sites, you know, Android Headlines, 9to5 Google, Gadgets 360, T3, places like that.
Good sources.
Our goal here is really just to boil it down. What's actually important for you to know? Separate the real substance from, well, the hype.
Right. We want to help you understand the thinking behind it, the design choices, why they picked that processor, what's new with the cameras, what they're promising for the user experience, and get this understanding before the official launch. So is this just another phone with specs? Or is Nothing trying to do something more, maybe redefine what a flagship even means?
That's the big question, I think.
Okay, let's get into it. Let's unpack this thing. First up, the look, the design. That's always where Nothing starts, right?
It really is.
And these leaked renders, they show a pretty bold design. It definitely sort of follows the same path as the Nothing Phone 3A and 3A Pro, that shared design language.
Yeah, you can see the family resemblance.
But the thing that immediately jumps out, and I think everyone's talking about this, is that triple camera setup on the back. It's misaligned, strikingly so.
Deliberately misaligned, you'd have to assume. The top camera is just sort of off on its own.
Right. It's a choice. And it looks like it'll come in black and white again. Maybe they'll call the white one gray like they sometimes do.
And what's really insightful, I think, is that this isn't just about making a phone look nice. It's a statement.
How so?
Well, that misaligned camera, it's not a mistake. It feels like a conscious decision to be different, to stand out. It makes the design itself part of the marketing, you know, instantly recognizable.
Oh, okay. So design is disruption.
Exactly. For Nothing, design isn't just about how it looks. It's core to their whole identity, that kind of anti-establishment vibe, even if it means doing something unconventional, maybe even something people debate.
That's a really interesting take. Makes you wonder, though, is there a functional trade-off for that look? But we'll maybe get to that.
We might.
Okay, let's peel back the layers. What's making this phone tick? The processor choice here really stirred the pot when they announced it.
It certainly did.
Because Nothing actually pre-announced some specs, didn't they?
Yeah.
Including the chip. It's confirmed. The Snapdragon 8's Gen 4.
Yep. And that specific choice, the 8's Gen 4, got some, let's say, mixed reactions online from the fans.
Why is that? People seemed a bit put out.
Well, I think some people took offense because Nothing had been hyping this up as their first true flagship phone.
Right.
And then they announced this chip, which, okay, it's an 8 series Snapdragon, but it's the SAPS version. Some see that as a slower flagship chipset than, say, a full fat Snapdragon 8 Gen 4, or maybe the 8 Elite people were hoping for.
The expectation mismatch.
Exactly. And the Snapdragon 8 Elite or the top tier Gen 4, those are pretty expensive chipsets. The 8 Gen 4, it's still very capable, definitely flagship level, but it's generally seen as a slightly more cost-effective, maybe more efficiency-focused alternative, a cheaper option, basically.
But hang on, despite that reaction, Nothing did confirm some pretty solid performance gains, right?
They did. They put out numbers.
Yeah, they're talking about a 31% performance improvement overall compared to the Nothing Phone 2. And even more striking, a 49% better gaming performance. So, given that initial fan disappointment, how much is this 8th Gen 4 choice really a compromise for the average person using the phone day to day?
That's the million-dollar question, isn't it?
Is that 31% something you'd actually feel? Or is it just benchmark chasing that people were upset about.
I think it's a calculated move by nothing. It's not just about saving money. They seem to be betting that most users prioritize a smooth overall experience, maybe specific features like the camera,
right,
over having the absolute highest possible number on a benchmark test, which you might only notice in really extreme edge cases.
Yeah.
They're trying to deliver a flagship experience without necessarily the absolute top-tier flagship price tag.
Redefining the value proposition.
Exactly. In a very crowded market, that could be smart.
Okay, that makes sense. So we've got the look, the power under the hood, but for so many people, the camera is key. Let's zoom in on that system, because nothing confirmed one really interesting detail here. A 50-megapixel periscope telephoto lens.
Big news for them.
Yeah. And guess what? It's that top camera lens, the one that's not aligned with the other two in the leaks.
Connects the dots there.
Right. Nothing saying it's built for creators.
Yeah.
And it offers 3x optical zoom.
And what's quite clever, apparently, is that this periscope lens will also handle macro photography.
Oh, interesting. Like on the phone, 3A.
Exactly. Same trick.
Yeah.
Pulling double duty. Beyond that one confirmed lens, the rumors point to a full triple camera setup. So a 50-megapixel main sensor and a 50-megapixel ultra-wide as well.
So 3 50-megapixel sensors potentially.
Potentially. If those rumors hold, that would be a really notable upgrade from the dual camera system on the phone too.
Definitely more versatile.
Much more. Gives you options. Wide shots, standard shots, zoomed in shots, close-ups. Oh, and don't forget the front camera. Rumors suggest that might be 50 megapixels too.
Wow. Okay. Sounds like a serious camera upgrade across the board.
Seems that way.
Now, keeping all this running, the battery. The Phone 3 is apparently getting a really substantial battery. 5,150 milliamp capacity.
That's a big number.
It really is.
Yeah.
Just for context for you listening, that's actually bigger than the battery in, say, the Samsung Galaxy S25 Ultra, which costs, what, $1,300?
Yeah, it stands out. That capacity definitely signals a focus on, you know, getting you through the day and then some real endurance.
We all hate that 2% warning, right?
Nobody likes battery anxiety. And to charge that big battery up, the specs sound impressive too. We're hearing 100W wired charging.
That's super fast.
Very fast. And 15W wireless charging. There's even talk of potential reverse wireless charging, so you could like charge your earbuds off the back of the phone.
Handy. And the display. What are we looking at?
Looks like a 6.7-inch OLED display. Good size. With an FHD plus resolution that's full high definition plus, so sharp, vibrant. And a 20.9 aspect ratio, which is pretty standard now.
So big battery, fast charging, nice big screen. Sounds like it's built for media consumption and long use.
Absolutely. It seems geared towards keeping you going and making sure what you see looks good.
Okay, now, let's talk about maybe the most nothing thing about nothing phones.
Yeah.
The back. The lights.
The Glyph interface.
Exactly. Except, it seems the Glyph interface is evolving.
Mm.
Or maybe being replaced.
Yeah.
By something they're calling the Glyph Matrix.
That's the new term, yeah.
And physically, based on what we've seen, it looks like a circular module.
Yeah.
Top right corner of the back panel. Different from the lines we're used to.
Right. And Adam Bates, who's Nothing's head of design, he actually talked quite a bit about the philosophy here. He said it carries the original vision forward.
Okay.
But, quote, in a more expressive and intentional way, he described it as a dense field of programmable micro LEDs, almost like a little screen.
Micro LEDs?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He called it a canvas for real-time, glanceable communication that feels alive, playful, and deeply personal. So think beyond just flashing for notifications.
More dynamic.
Exactly. He specifically mentioned dynamic animations, symbolic visuals, and pixel-level responsiveness, and this idea that sound and light evolve together to create personalized cues.
That sounds complex but intriguing.
It really does. It basically turns the back of the phone into this expressive functional surface. Less like blinking lights, more like a mini dynamic display you can customize.
Like digital art on your phone back.
Could be. Bates also made a practical point. He said this new circular design actually allows more space inside the phone for other hardware.
Ah, so function driving form there too.
Seems like it. It really raises the question for you, the user.
Mm.
How would you actually use that level of personalization? What would you want it to show?
Definitely gives you something to think about. It feels like a much more interactive relationship with the phone itself.
Mm-hmm.
And one last thing, quickly, but it's important for long-term ownership. Software support.
Crucial point.
Nothing has apparently committed to 5 years of Android OS updates for the phone 3. and 7 years of security patches.
And that is genuinely significant. 5 years of OS updates keeps you current with new Android features, new capabilities, and 7 years of security patches means your phone stays protected from vulnerabilities for a really long time. In an age where people are keeping their phones longer, that commitment adds real tangible value. It's not just about the launch specs.
Definitely adds peace of mind and makes it a better long-term investment.
For sure.
So wow, we've really unpacked quite a bit today, haven't we? Looking at the Nothing Phone 3 before it's even officially here.
Yeah, quite a preview.
We've covered that distinctive, bold design with a quirky camera, the pretty significant camera upgrades, especially that periscope lens, the whole debate around the Snapdragon 8's Gen 4 processor choice, that really interesting new glyph matrix concept, and of course the solid battery and long software support.
It's a lot to consider.
Hopefully this deep dive has given you a much clearer, sort of privileged look at what Nothing is bringing to the table this time.
I think the Phone 3 is shaping up to be a really fascinating device. It seems like a study in trade-offs, almost. Balancing those premium features, the camera, the matrix, with maybe more strategic component choices like the processor, and all wrapped up in that continued commitment to a unique user interface, something that looks and feels different. It does make you ask, you know, as these companies fight for attention, how much weight do you as a buyer put on having a truly unique experience versus just chasing the absolute highest specs on paper?
That's a great point. Where does that balance lie for you?
Exactly.
And maybe there's a final thought for you to chew on. Think about that glyph matrix. Bates called it a canvas for subtle expression. Could that evolve beyond just showing you notifications or caller ID? Imagine it becoming like a new form of digital art you carry around, or maybe a dynamic mood indicator, or even a way to subtly brand your device, make it uniquely yours visually.
Interesting.
Definitely opens up some cool possibilities for the future, doesn't it? Something for you to mull over.